And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
11:31, time for round one of radio's shortest quiz, the 60-second challenge. And this morning, we say a good morning to one of our regular contestants. It's Patricia Goff. Morning, Patricia.
Oh, good morning, Dave. Hi.
So what have you been up to in the month or so since we last spoke to you?
Just the usual, seeing the grandkids and dog walking, and I'm going to see an Ed Sheeran tribute band.
Oh, right, that sounds interesting. So you're into the music of Ed Sheeran then?
Oh, yeah, I love him. He's brilliant.
Would you like to go and see the real thing rather than just a tribute?
Oh, yes, certainly would.
Well, there you are. Put that on your bucket list, then.
On the bucket list.
Right, use your reminder. Once the music starts, you've got exactly 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. I have to accept your first answer, as you know, but if you don't know what the answer is, you can say pass and we'll move on. Okay? Good luck, and here they come. Complete the title of this film theme, The Good, The Bad, and...
I'm the ugly.
Which TV police series gave Jan Hammer a hit with Crockett's theme?
Ed Sheeran.
What was the name of Steve Harley's backing group?
Cockney Rebel.
Which anthem did Queen play as an instrumental at the end of their concerts?
We Are the Champions.
Who had a number one hit with Ooh Ah Just a Little Bit in 96?
I can't remember his name. Linda Lasardi.
Which American solo singer has had the most number one singles?
Oh, Elvis Presley.
Who did Kylie Minogue have a number one hit with in 1988?
Jason Donovan.
Complete the title of this Billy Ocean song, When the Going Gets Tough.
The Tough Get Going.
Which football side were the first to have a number one hit in 1994?
The England World Cup.
And final question, which Liverpool group had a record-breaking 17 number one hits?
Ooh, the Beatles?
Yeah, the Beatles always go for the obvious answer. Brilliant. Right, some good answers there. Let's see. You answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 questions in your allotted time. And you didn't pass on any, although I suspect Ed Sheeran was really a pass by another name. But we'll let you have that. Right, let's go through the ones you slipped up on. Oh, I haven't told you how many you got. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 questions, right.
Oh,
so obviously... Well, it's not awful, but it's not one of your best scores, I have to say. Right, and some of these I suspect you will know, and others probably not. Right, the first one, which TV police series gave Jan Hammer a hit with Crockett's theme? It was Miami Vice.
Oh, I don't watch the TV.
Oh, right, not at all, or just not when that's on?
Not really much at all.
Right, you're more into radio. Well, we like to hear that. Which anthem did Queen play as an instrumental at some of their concerts? We Are the Champions is a logical answer, but they often used to finish with their version of the national anthem as they were Queen. Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Well, there you go. Well worth listening to. Brian May's guitar work on that is fantastic. Who had a number one with Ooh Ah Just a Little Bit in 96? That was Gina G. I'm sure you remember that now.
That's difficult, that one.
And even more difficult. And I don't know whether anybody get this right. Which football side were the first to have a number one hit in 1994? Apparently, it was Manchester United, but for the life of me, I can't think what the song is. Never mind.
He's a Man United fan.
Oh, right. Oh, well, you should have said that as the answer. Anyway, 6 out of 10, no passes at all. Could be a winning score. We'll find out in an hour's time. And in the meantime, enjoy that Ed Sheeran tribute concert.
Thank you, Dave.
Thanks, Patricia. Bye-bye now. Bye. Not one of their best scores, it has to be said. But still reasonable. If you think you can beat that score, now would be a good time to call or leave me a message on Facebook with the contact phone number. Could be talking to you at 12:30.
And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
It is precisely 12:30. How do we do this? Time for round two of the 60-second challenge. If you're listening an hour ago, you'll have heard Patricia Goff get what for her was a disappointing score. Anybody else would be a good one. 6 out of 10. No passes at all. Hoping to beat that score and be declared this week's 60-second challenge champion, It's the super sub again. Say good afternoon to John Ellis. Hi, John. Right, so what have you been up to in the last month or so since we last spoke to you?
I don't swim, so I haven't been going out that much.
Right, it's been awful, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I bet your garden is a bit waterlogged.
Well, I don't do it anymore, but it is waterlogged, yeah.
Right. Now, when you say you don't do it, does that mean you have somebody else to do it, or you just let it grow wild?
No, it's like a community garden.
Ah, right.
I mean, I used to do it, but...
Yeah, so you leave it to other people these days.
Well, I need, you know, yeah. Crept up on me.
In the days when you did do it, was it a chore, or did you actually enjoy it?
Oh, no, I enjoyed it, but...
Yeah.
I've got a bit of sciatica.
It's not easy, is it, as you get older, bending down and digging and so on?
It's getting harder.
Indeed, indeed. Right, so when Patricia was on, she got 6 out of 10. How many of those do you reckon you would have got right?
Well, that would have been a good score for me.
Right.
I did actually get 9. I didn't get the football one.
No, well, that was a difficult one. Don't know. Anybody would get that one, to be fair.
Well, I did say Manchester United, but...
Oh, did you? Oh, well, you'd have got the point by sheer guesswork. Brilliant. Okay, then, if you're ready...
Was it Manchester United?
And, well, apparently, now, there was a bit of confusion about that question, because the question actually referred to a number one in 1994... But the Manchester United one was actually a hit in 83, and it was called Glory Glory Man United.
Yeah.
And I don't remember that.
Oh, I do.
Right, okay then, right. So 6 out of 10 is the score to beat. Good luck, and here they come. Which number one artist was pink with yellow spots?
Mr. Blubby.
Which female singer had her first hit with Shout in 1964? Which cartoon group had a hit with Do the Bartman in 91? Whose first number one was a duet with Kiki D?
Elton John.
In which decade did New Kids on the Block have their first number one?
80s.
Which Canadian artist spent 16 weeks at number one in 1991? Who duetted with Mick Jagger on Dancing in the Street?
David Bowie.
Complete the title of this Stevie Wonder hit from 84, I Just Called...
To Say I Love You.
Who had a number one hit in 1982 with Come On Eileen? Which 90s group had a hit with Female of the Species?
Elton John.
Who had a number one with Jealous Mind in 74?
Elvin Stardust.
And complete the title of this OMD hit from 1996, Walking On... And you can answer that one.
Yeah.
Walking On That Something. It's all gone very
quick.
Say again.
Front line.
On the front line, yeah. Worth having a guess, but that's not right, as I suspect you knew. Right, you answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 questions in your allotted time. You didn't pass on any questions at all. And on this occasion, you actually got 10 questions right. That's got to be one of your best scores, I suspect.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
7 seas of love, isn't it?
Indeed, indeed. Right, okay, the two you slipped up on. The 90s group who had a hit with Female of the Species was Space. And complete the title of his OMD hit from 1996, Walking on the Milky Way.
Oh.
And you thought Milky Way was a chocolate bar, didn't you?
Yeah.
Right, thanks for taking part,
okay,
John.
Dave.
And we'll probably squeeze you in before Christmas, I suspect.
Oh, well, if I don't, have a good Christmas.
And you as well. Cheers.
All right, then.
Bye now. Bye.